Michael flushed angrily. "And what about you? You said you were going shopping with Jane. You didn't. Jane's in America. Has been for weeks."
"Yes," said Rosamond. "That was stupid, too. I really just went for a walk in Regent's Park."
Michael looked at her curiously. "Regent's Park? You never went for a walk in Regent's Park in your life. What's it all about? Have you got a boyfriend? You may say what you like, Rosamond. You have been different lately. Why?"
"I've been thinking about things, about what to do."
Michael came round the table to her in a satisfying, spontaneous rush. His voice held fervor as he cried, "Darling, you know I love you madly." She responded satisfactorily to the embrace, but as they drew apart, he was struck again disagreeably by the odd calculation in those beautiful eyes.
"Whatever I'd done, you'd always forgive me, wouldn't you?" he demanded.
"I suppose so," said Rosamond vaguely. "That's not the point. You see, it's all different now. We've got to think and plan."
"Think and plan? What?"
Rosamond, frowning, said, "Things aren't over when you've done them. It's really a sort of beginning, and then one's got to arrange what to do next, and what's important and what is not."
"Rosamond?"
She sat, her face perplexed, her wide gaze on a middle distance, in which Michael apparently did not feature. At the third repetition of her name, she stared slightly and came out of her reverie.
"What did you say?"
"I asked you what you were thinking about."
"Oh. Oh, yes, I was wondering if I'd go down to, what is it, Lichard St. Mary, and see that Miss Somebody, the one who was with Aunt Cora."
"But why?"
"Well, she'll be going away soon, won't she, to relatives or someone.
I don't think we ought to let her go away until we've asked her."
"Asked her what?"
"Asked her who killed Aunt Cora."
Michael stared. "You mean, you think she knows?"
Rosamond said rather absently.
"Oh, yes, I expect so.
She lived there, you see.
But she'd have told the police."
"Oh, I don't mean she knows that way. I just mean that she's probably quite sure because of what Uncle Richard said when he went down there. He did go down there, you know. Susan told me so."
"But she wouldn't have heard what he said."
"Oh, yes, she would, darling." Rosamond sounded like someone arguing with an unreasonable child.
"Nonsense. I can hardly see old Richard Abernethy discussing his suspicions of his family before an outsider."
"Well, of course.
She'd have heard it through the door."
"Eavesdropping, you mean?"
"I expect so. In fact, I'm sure. It must be deadly dull, shut up, two women in a cottage, and nothing ever happening except washing up and the sink and putting the cat out and things like that. Of course she listened and read letters. Anyone would."
Michael looked at her with something faintly approaching dismay.
"Would you?" he demanded bluntly.
"I wouldn't go and be a companion in the country," Rosamond shuddered. "I'd rather die. I mean, would you read letters and all that?"
Rosamond said calmly, "If I wanted to know, yes. Everybody does."
"Don't you think so?"
The limpid gaze met his.
"One just wants to know," said Rosamond. "One doesn't want to do anything about it."
"I expect that's how she feels. Miss Gilchrist, I mean. But I'm certain she knows."
Michael said in a stifled voice,
"Rosamond, who do you think killed Cora? And old Richard?"
Once again that limpid blue gaze met his.
"Darling, don't be absurd. You know as well as I do."
"But it's much, much better never to mention it. So we won't."